Page 14. More than a game. Life is like baseball. Baseball and the U.S. have a long history together. The sport is so popular that it's even called America's favorite pastime. Baseball is an endless source of entertainment for the American public. But the love of the game goes deeper than that. Baseball is so much a part of America's identity that many find lessons on the diamond. A baseball game is simply a nervous breakdown divided into 9 innings. Earl Wilson. For this successful 1960s pitcher, there was a lot of pressure. Everyone on and off the field watches the player at bat. He has 3 tries to hit a ball flying toward him at 80 miles per hour. Instead of thinking about failing, it's important to focus on the task at hand. Whether a batter or an office worker, only you can control your own performance. Don't let the fear of things you can't change defeat you. You can't steal second base and keep your foot on first. Frederick B. Wilcox. If you don't take some chances, you probably won't improve. A runner on first or second base can try to steal the next base. He does this by dashing there as the pitcher prepares his fastball. Stealing a base is not easy, but it might be worth running the risk. We face choices like this every day. Stay safe or take a risk. Every strike brings me closer to the next home run. Babe Ruth. Ruth knew that you often have to fail before you succeed. The Bambino and batters before and after him have missed more balls than they have hit. Take the latest World Series winners, the San Francisco Giants. They lost over 40% of their games during the 2012 season. They viewed every win or loss as another step forward. There's no room for self-pity after a loss, only for more effort the next time. It ain't over till it's over. Yogi Berra. The meaning of this famous Yankees catcher and manager's words is simple. Never give up. There is always time for a comeback in baseball. In 2010, the Colorado Rockies were down 6 runs against the St. Louis Cardinals. Determination pushed them to score 9 points at the bottom of the 9th for the win. We often stop trying when we think we know what the ending will be. With the right attitude, we can still succeed even when it doesn't seem likely. Baseball fan or not, you can still learn from some of the greats. An understanding of their careers shows that it's not all triples and no-hitters. These players found life principles throughout the great American sport they gave their lives to. In their eyes, baseball was much more than a leather ball and a wooden stick. As columnist George Will wrote, "Baseball, it is said, is only a game." True, and the Grand Canyon is only a hole in Arizona. Word bank. Identity. She loves dancing so much that it's part of her identity. At bat. I'm not good at hitting the ball, so I'm nervous every time I'm at bat. Defeat. The Army was defeated after only 1 battle. Dash. I need to dash to the store for some milk. Run the risk. Without a coat, you run the risk of getting sick if you go outside. Self-pity. He may have hurt your feelings, but self-pity won't help you. Comeback. The actor had a comeback after a few years of movie failures. Determination. Determination helped the writer finish his book in a month. Leather. I would love to buy a leather jacket, but they're very expensive. More information. Pastime. Nervous breakdown. The Bambino. World Series. Down. Columnist. Grand Canyon. Talk about it. Have you learned any life lessons from the sports that you play? What are some examples? Which one of these baseball life lessons is most valuable? Why?